Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 30 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Nahum with today's devotion, The Lord is Good. Wayne Grudem once said, God's mercy is His goodness toward those in distress, His grace and His goodness toward those who deserve only punishment, and His patience and His goodness toward those who continue to sin over a period of time. Our text for today is from Nahum chapter 1, verses 6 through 15. Who can stand before His indignation? Who can endure the heat of His anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken into pieces by Him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in Him. But with an overflowing flood, He will make a complete end of the adversaries and will pursue His enemies into darkness. What do you plot against the Lord? He will make a complete end. Trouble will not rise up a second time. For they are like entangled thorns, like drunkards as they drink. They are consumed like stubble fully dried. From you came one who plotted evil against the Lord, a worthless counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are at full strength and many, they will be cut down and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. And now I will break His yoke off you and will burst your bonds apart. The Lord has given commandment about you. No more shall your name be perpetuated. From the house of your gods I will cut off the carved image and the metal image. I will make your grave, for you are vile. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of Him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Keep your feast, O Judah, fulfill your vows, for never again shall the worthless pass through you. He is utterly cut off. In this short prophecy of Nineveh's doom, Nahum balances God's wrath, power, and vengeance with His goodness, patience, and protection. Nahum chapter 1, verses 6 through 15 is an excellent description of the extraordinarily balanced nature of our God. This section of Scripture begins with two questions that lead to the conclusion that no one can survive God's wrath. Jerry Bridges explains God's anger towards sin. We must not lose sight of the fact that God's wrath is very real and very justified. We have all sinned incessantly against a holy, righteous God. We have rebelled willfully against His commands, defied His moral law, and acted in total defiance of His known will for us. Because of these actions, we are justly objects of His wrath. The minor prophets tend to follow the same pattern. They have dreadful messages of judgment and an encouraging message of comfort through a word about God's mercy and faithfulness. Here in Nahum, between Scripture describing God's wrath, verse 6, and the destruction of His enemies, verses 8 through 15, we find an emphasis on God's goodness in verse 7. Tim Shenton describes this theme that is prominent in the first chapter of Nahum. Although there are no references to the Messiah in the prophecy to encourage the afflicted people of God, there's a clear message of hope for the faithful. The Lord is a covenant-keeping God who is good to those who take refuge in Him. That's chapter 1, verse 7. He is slow to anger, verse 3. Kind and a stronghold in the days of trouble, verse 7. Soon, He will return to His own and tear away the shackles that bind and the yoke that enslaves. Verse 13. He will establish them in their own land and allow them to celebrate their festivals in peace. That's in verse 15. Paul explains the connection between God's wrath and his goodness in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. This is from the NIV. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. D.A. Carson describes God's love and wrath with these words. Both God's love and God's wrath are ratcheted up in the move from the Old Covenant to the New, from the Old Testament to the New. These themes barrel along through redemptive history unresolved until they come to a resounding climax in the cross. Because of God's holiness, he must have righteous anger towards sin. Because of our sins, we all deserve God's wrath. Because of his goodness, God sent Jesus to the cross. We have a perfect God who loves us so much that he sent his Son to rescue us from God's wrath. The Lord is good. Some questions to consider. How important is Nahum chapter 1, verse 7 in light of verse 6? In what specific ways have you witnessed the goodness of the Lord in your life? And finally, how does the cross not only provide a way for sinners to be reconciled back to God, but also demonstrate God's wrath towards sin and goodness towards sinners who repent? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.